today's modern smoker. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, what do you know? Welcome, everybody, into another edition of Auto World, an exciting Auto World broadcast lies straight ahead. In this hour of the program, we're going to be bringing you some interviews I recorded over the last week or so. This hour is going to be devoted to the Consumer Electronics Association event known as CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, a gigantic event held out in Las Vegas, Nevada. I believe it is now the largest of all the conventions that encompass the amazingly huge convention center out there, covering, I believe, somewhere in the vicinity of 35 football fields. In this hour, we're scheduled to be joined by some folks that I recorded, including Sharif Markapi, who is Ford's chief engineer on their hybrid and electric projects. And also we'll hear from our buddy Mike Kahn, Sony's director of mobile music. But we'll begin the hour with a visit with a spokesperson for CEA, Jim Barry. So let's go to that interview right now.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show 2011. It's always a pleasure to be here, and it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with this gentleman. I've been coming to this venue for umpteen years. We're not going to tell folks how many years. And this gentleman has been alongside me the whole time. He is the CEA media spokesperson for this event. The gentleman's name is Jim Barry. Jim, Happy New Year, my friend. How you doing?
Happy New Year, Bob. It's always a pleasure to see you here in Las Vegas every January.
Absolutely. This show started very humbly years ago, and it has exploded to what it is here today. Give our listeners a little bit of a verbal history of the growth of this show.
It really reflects, the International Consumer Electronics Show really reflects the growth of the consumer electronics industry. Began in 1967, has been here in Las Vegas since 1978, and I've been coming to the show almost that long. My first show here was in 1979, when it was primarily TVs and stereos, and there were some new product categories like video cassette recorders and personal computers that were just starting to take off. And then the whole telephone deregulation, and then more and more of these electronics became mobile, portable. So now we have really a connected world with digital electronics in our homes, in our cars, in our trucks, in our pockets, in our purses, as digital technology has really changed the world. So if you think about, if you go back that far, go back 30 years, it's really remarkable the changes we've seen. But even if you go back 10 years, the first 10 years of this 21st century,
Yeah. This
show has grown. This year is going to be one of the biggest ever. There's over 2,700 exhibitors. That's about 35 football fields.
Wow.
If you walked it, it would be about 13 miles. And there'll be over 130,000 people here from more than 130 countries. So that's an awful lot of folks and an awful lot of new consumer electronics devices.
And we're going to talk about them. Well, let's talk about the car company involvement. This is fascinating to me since I've been coming here for so many years. We didn't used to see them here, and now we're seeing more and more. Matter of fact, I believe this is the first time we've seen Audi with a very beautiful booth here, Hyundai as well, and this is a growing trend. I remember last year I did an interview with Mark Fields from Ford, and he said, from now on, we have to be here.
Right. Well, it's really remarkable. We used to have the category here we called car stereo, and it was just that, and you'd had cars with neat stereo systems, but now it really is in-vehicle electronics, and it is everything from good sound, but also good video and connections to the internet and navigation and security and connecting all of them. And you mentioned some of the car companies that are here. And actually, someone has pointed out over the last couple of years that if the automobile were invented today, it would be introduced at the Consumer Electronics Show, because there's so much electronics, much more electronics by dollar volume than there is steel in a typical automobile these days. And actually, Ford has introduced an electric car here at the show that will be out later this year. So there's lots, and CEA donated some electric scooters to the local police department for their use, and there's more and more of these electronic devices in the vehicles, and it's really exciting. With two of the keynote speeches were by the top execs from Ford and from Audi. So that is really a reflection of how much these that in-vehicle electronics has become woven into the fabric of the Consumer Electronics Show.
Tell our listeners a little bit about those keynote speeches. Certainly, Alan Mulhaley from Ford, you know, definitely chose this venue, like you said, to introduce the 2012 electric upcoming Focus, and had a lot of interesting things to say. And it was also great to get a perspective from a German automaker.
Right. Again, talking about the synchronization of the connection of all of these different devices in the car, but not only in the car, connecting to what we now know as the cloud, remote computers or servers where you can store your music or your information and call that up, or connect to navigation, or connect to get up-to-date traffic and all of those types of things. So Mr. Stadler focused on a lot of those types of things that we're seeing more and more of. And, you know, we're really at the beginning of this, I think, and the as we get wider, one of the big background issues here is all the use of the broadband, and as we get wider and faster pipelines for all this information to come to our homes, but also to our vehicles on the move, we're going to see more and more of these things to be developed. And it leaves the automobile, the vehicle, more room, and the designers more room to do the things they've always done, to make them more comfortable or sleeker, and add that stuff where you don't have to, for instance, load up the trunk with CDs that we used to do. So that's the kind of thing that we see more and more of, and those kind of innovations. This show, the one underlying theme of this Consumer Electronics Show going back many years is innovation, and we're seeing more of that innovation now in the in-vehicle electronics as much as we do in the home.
As a sidebar, I get a chance week in and week out to talk to some really cool folks and important folks in the automotive industry, and I always enjoy talking to designers, and I find a theme developing. Lots of young designers, when I ask them where they get inspiration for designing interiors for automobiles, usually the first thing that they note is consumer electronics. They're taking cues from some of the Apple devices, some of the other cool interfaces, the slick-looking devices that are all over the CES floor. These are being design inspirations for vehicle dashboards and interfaces.
You're absolutely right. And you don't see, you know, there's a lot of different places where you see really forward-looking, cutting-edge design. And we actually have, at the Consumer Electronics Show, we have a program that's been going on for years called Innovations, which are innovations in design and engineering. And it, when you see some of these new devices, that's really out on the cutting edge and the really cool new stuff. Many of these things are the types of things that we see here for the first time, and they're really not going to be in the stores or in the cars, in this case, for 5 or 10 years in some cases. It's kind of the concept car that you see at the auto shows. We see some of that stuff here at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Let's talk about some of the great innovations, not only in the automotive realm that have been introduced here at CES over the years, but in the consumer electronics mode. I mean, everything from the video cassette recorder on forward.
Right. VCRs were introduced here, CD players in the late 70s. We had digital video disc players, DVDs. Interesting, those are a couple of products that have pretty much come and gone in this period that the Consumer Electronics Show has been going. But we now have, we've had high-definition TV was first introduced here, 3D TV, the Blu-ray high-definition DVD player. So all of these things, this is the place, the interesting thing about that I've always loved coming to this show for the 30-so years is you see the things that are going to be on the store shelves or built into cars in some cases later this year, but you also see things that are a little farther down the line. Like...
That's Jim Barry from the Consumer Electronics Association. Straight ahead, more CES.
Today on The Long Drive, the latest from Lexus and their RX series. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
When it comes to luxury crossover vehicles, it's always a sales leader. And it's all new. It's the Lexus RX. Mark Templin is Lexus Group Vice President.
We did create a segment with the RX two generations ago. We were the first ones to bring a car-based luxury SUV to the marketplace with the RX. From the very beginning, it was a success. And now in its third generation, the vehicle hasn't gotten a lot larger on the outside, but inside is much more spacious. The features that we have in this product have wowed our customers. People love the interior design of this product. The ride and handling of the car is better. We have a better suspension system that not only gives us more room inside the car, but better ride and handling.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're bringing you the Consumer Electronics Show 2011. My name is Bob Long in Las Vegas with Steve Brown, who is the Products Marketing Manager for Alpine. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob.
This is an exhausting show, no matter how you slice it. Somebody told me today it's the equivalent of 35 football fields, and if you go for a walk, sometimes a little walk turns into a big walk.
I completely agree. I've had the same thing happen to me.
And certainly the excitement, the buzz, as they say, around here this year, I think has been quite high compared to recent years.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we've seen a lot of companies coming out with some really new, innovative products, and I think it's really going to drive the consumer electronic industry. So we're really excited about it.
Excellent. Alpine, of course, has been around for a long time and has been producing some outstanding componentry. And for 2011, you've got lots of cool news to tell us about, including, I understand that you're going to be incorporating Pandora into some of your units. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, Bob, we were actually the first company in 2010 to integrate Pandora into our head unit product. So we were the first company to be able to connect to the iPhone and link to the Pandora app. For 2011, we've actually expanded that lineup. So now we have four Pandora-ready models. And the really big news is that two of those models are under the $200 price point. So we're able to offer Pandora integration in the car for a very low price.
Wow, that is very, very cool.
Definitely.
Lots of folks love Pandora, so that's going to be definitely something that they're going to have to check out. Sirius XM also made some news here at the show, talking about their next generation of the componentry. And I understand you've made some announcements on the Sirius XM front as well.
Definitely. We're really, really proud of this. We've had a really long history with that company. We've had many first-to-market products with Sirius XM, and this is no exception. We're actually the first manufacturer to be able to integrate with their new SXV100 in-vehicle satellite radio tuner. The really big advantage of that product, it's tiny, and it's very inexpensive. It's about half the price of the current satellite radio options that are on the market.
Wow.
And it's a universal product, so it's designed to work with one product that works with every head unit. So it's a simple plug-and-play solution. It's very easy to install, and it has some new features that haven't been available before on Sirius XM, like, for example, iTunes tagging. So if you like a song that you hear on Sirius XM, you can tag it. It then saves that information in your iPod or iPhone. Next time you plug it into your iTunes account, you can actually purchase those songs directly from iTunes.
That's very cool. So lots of new things coming down the pike from the folks at Sirius XM. Let's talk about some other products in the Alpine lineup that have been announced here at the Consumer Electronics Show 2011, including audio-video navigation products. Always very popular, always a growing field, and lots of more people are getting navigation into their car now that it's become so much more affordable.
Absolutely. You know, that category, the Avian category, is really the hottest in-dash category on the market. It has been for several years. We're introducing a brand new piece, our INA W910. What we've done is we've taken our simple user interface. People really like that product because it's very easy and simple to access all of those features that these units have. You know, they can be very complex. They have Bluetooth built in and, you know, different kind of source functionality and tuning functionality. So we've made that very easy to operate. This year we've added HD radio built in to our doubled in unit, the SXV100 integration, the satellite radio integration, Pandora integration, built-in pair of Bluetooth. So really a full-featured unit that then adds a lot of sound tuning features. So you have the ability to make all those music sources sound perfect in your car.
That's so cool. All that built into one unit.
All built in.
Let's talk about some other very interesting products that you've unveiled here at CES 2011, including some new speakers. Tell us all about these amplified speakers.
Well, we've actually got a complete line of sound system components. You know, we've always prided ourselves on a digital amplifier platform. We were the first in 2006 to develop the first successful digital amplifier platform for the car, and that was the PDX series. Last year, we did a brand new version of that series. This year, we've actually offered a new amplifier that uses a lot of the technology from the PDX series but brings the price into a much more affordable price point. One of our Innovations Award-winning products is actually the five-channel version. It's called the MRX B60. And this amplifier is a complete system amp. So for $349, you've got a high-quality digital amplifier that you can drive every speaker in your car with.
For that price point, that really is quite an accomplishment.
Really a revolutionary product, definitely.
And let's also talk a little bit about the vehicle that you've got in your booth here at the CES show. I would imagine every year this is probably discussed quite a bit at Alpine headquarters,
yep.
which vehicle we're going to utilize,
definitely.
Perhaps the color scheme and some other factors. So tell our listeners all across North America what you've chosen for this year, 2011.
Well, Bob, this is always my favorite topic. I'm a sucker for a high-performance vehicle, and this thing's no exception. We built a 2011 Chevy Camaro. And this thing literally has the best of everything. It's got a Turbonetics brand new carb legal turbo system, 560 horsepower at the wheels, 22-inch HRE wheels, big stop deck brakes. I mean, this thing has really the best of everything. And, of course, an unbelievable Alpine audio system. We've decided to integrate all of our brand new 2011 componentry. So all the products that we've just talked about are integrated in this car in one very easy demonstration that you sit in a car for 5 minutes, and you can understand exactly what Alpine's all about for 2011.
Wonderful. Tell us, in your words, what Alpine is all about for 2011.
Well, our theme for 2011 is called Simply Driven. What we strive to do is create products that resonate with the consumers. So performance-driven products, things like this new series of MRX amplifiers. Sound-driven products, like our new Type R speakers, also in the 2011 Camaro. User-driven products, like the AVN piece, because easy to use is very, very important to customers. And, of course, innovations-driven, being the first to integrate Pandora in the car, and now the first with the SXV100 satellite radio module. We're very proud of being a company that brings these technologies to market in the car first.
Excellent. Where can folks find out more information about the products we've discussed today, as well as products that you also offer in addition to these new offerings for 2011?
The best place is through our website, www.alpine-usa.com.
Excellent. Steve Brown is the product marketing manager for Alpine. Thanks for being part of our Consumer Electronics Show broadcast.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Appreciate it.
We'll take a time out, and then we'll come back with more from Las Vegas. I'm Bob Long.
That's right. We're going to have more from Las Vegas upcoming. Matter of fact, standing by in the on-deck circle, my buddy Mike Kahn, the director of Sony Mobile Music. And also a little later on, again, as the Consumer Electronics Show continues to showcase more and more new vehicles, Ford actually chose the venue to do a world debut on a car. Never been done before. And they later showed it a few days later at the Detroit Auto Show. But it was CES that saw it unveiled for the first time. So we'll be hearing from Sharif Markaby from the Ford Motor Company. He's the head of hybrids and electrics and all that kind of cool stuff. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more.
Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us. My name is Bob Long. Today we're at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. My name is Bob Long, joined by a great friend. I've known him for umpteen years. He's Sony's Director of Mobile Music, Mike Kahn. Mike, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. It is great to see you again. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. And, boy, this show this year seems like it's really pumping with activity, excitement, and at the attendance levels seem quite high.
I'm feeling the same way. It is an amazing vibe that we're having right now in the Consumer Electronics Show. It really shows the direction that we're heading in 2011. There's a lot of excitement. I think the attendance traffic's definitely up. It's harder to get to. Certainly the crowds are very thick, and we're certainly very happy with the results of people coming to the booth. In fact, this year is a little bit different for Sony than ever before, because this is the very first year that the Sony Mobile Group, my group, is actually showing in the North Hall, where we're at right now. In the
fantastic.
Car Fantasy Land. And that's where all the action happens in the cars. It's the most fun in all the halls at CES. There's so much to see and so much to do. Normally, we're part of the larger Sony booth, and we certainly have a presence there. We actually have a very banging Sony car stereo system. If you get a chance to go down there and check it out, it's in the Black Beauty. We have the new Green Hornet movie coming out.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, with Seth Rogen. We got the premiere this coming Monday. And it will be one of the big movie releases for Sony this year. 3D, great action movie. And we've got a Sony sound system person inside the black movie. One of the stars of the movie is the car itself. So if you go down and make your way to that big North Hall, you'll actually see the car down there. You can get yourself on 3D TV. It's a very cool experience. All of our displays, electronics, our new technologies that we're trending in for this year. So we're very excited to be here with you.
That is so great. And cars are such an amazing part of CES. I mean, when you walk through here, you see some just outrageous vehicles from every incarnation, whether they're muscle cars or classic cars. And how about at the Sony booth? You got some cool rides?
Our friends in the automotive world, we are very tight with the folks over at Ford. And we love them. We do a lot of their OE integration systems that you can buy right out of the showroom at Ford. You can see Sony branding right in the car. They're very great partners of ours. And we partnered together with them again this year, plus our other partner, by the way, he says to say hello to you, Funkmaster Flex.
Oh, wonderful.
And we got his ride. It's a 2011 beautiful Mustang.
The V6 Mustang.
And it was built for Snoop Dogg, so Snoop Dogg being able to drive right now. We have his car in our booth, and it's getting a lot of attraction. It was made by Funkmaster Flex's build team. We've got a banging stereo system in there, big subwoofers, and it's got in the heart and soul in the center is the brand new Sony navigation system powered by TomTom Navigation. So we're very excited about that one. We also have a beautiful Scion. Scion was an award winner at this year's SEMA. It's a James Lynn build. Car's unbelievable. Looks like a flying saucer.
Oh, that is great. Yeah, I was at the SEMA show, of course, and got a chance to check out that Mustang that Funkmaster did for Snoop Dogg. And Snoop Dogg had a big smile on his face when he saw it in completed form.
It's a beautiful car. We really love it. We're very happy, and we love having that relationship with Ford and Flex.
Absolutely. Well, always here at the Consumer Electronics Show, Sony introduces lots of cool, cutting-edge technology, and 2011 is no exception to that. Lots of stuff to talk about a little bit down the road, including Blu-ray making its way into the automotive realm. Tell us about that, Mike.
I think this is one of the most awaited announcements, really, that consumers have been waiting for the last couple of years. I mean, we've seen this adoption in a lot of different technologies. In the car, we had it from cassette to CD, from CD to DVD. It's a natural evolution, and the biggest challenge that consumers have keeping up with the evolution is compatibility. So now in the home, if we look at what's hot in the home theater, Blu-ray's been the way to go. It is the acknowledged industry standard for high-definition content for the last 2 years. So consumers go into their Best Buy or their Walmart to buy movies, and they're buying them in Blu-ray. Once they have that Blu-ray movie, how can they take that Blu-ray movie and then enjoy it in the car? And the kids want to watch movies, and the moms and dads, they're struggling. They're saying,
yeah,
you know, I've got to buy a Blu-ray movie here, and I got to buy a DVD movie here, and then maybe they'll accidentally pick up the wrong one, and they'll try to play a Blu-ray and a DVD. That's not a good experience.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
It's very frustrating. And with your new little girl getting to that point where she's going to want to watch movies, you're going to be right along with that frustration level. My son's 9, so I'm used to it. He's pretty much gathering his own content these days. But we really struggle on how to keep up quickly as consumers with the technology. So Sony certainly recognizes, being the big, strong supporter of Blu-ray that we are, how can we make that easier for consumers? So our next generation AV Center and AV Navigations that we're showing the technology trend here at the Consumer Electronics Show, this is really the start, and it sets the tone for 2011 and 2012.
Absolutely. Simplicity is the answer. Let's talk about working with existing vehicles out there on the road today. What about future collaborations between the automotive aftermarket and the original equipment manufacturers? It's an ever, growing challenge for you guys, and I understand you've come up with some very innovative solutions.
It is. You know, Sony, like I was mentioning at the beginning of our discussion, we've had an outstanding relationship with Ford for several years now. We're on 12, 13 of their 16 platforms and always growing and getting better and better. So manufacturers are doing a great job realizing that consumers think CEA reports almost an hour a day that the average American is spending commuting or going to school in their car. So the manufacturers certainly recognize the necessity to allow people to enjoy content and connection with the outside world while they're in their car. But there's still a lot of cars out there that don't have that level, but still it becomes challenging. How can they maybe the consumer doesn't want to take the dash out and put a new head unit in, or they want to leave their speakers and say, you know, all I need is some help integrating technology. You know, I want to integrate my iPod and listen to iTunes music in the car.
Sure.
Or I want to have a better, more robust sound experience, but the speakers that are in the car, I don't want to take my door panels apart. Can somebody build something for me to help me? And that's exactly what Sony did. We took our knowledge, you know, coming out of the OE world. We took our knowledge, you know, breadth and depth of technology that Sony has, our signal processing strength in the home theater, and we tied all these together when we were creating an OE integration system that we're showing for the first time here as a prototype at CES. And what it'll allow the consumers to do is go to their local Best Buy or specialty installer and be able to purchase this system. It'll add bass, subwoofer sound, and behind the center stack, that is the main dash of the car, without adjusting their head unit, it'll allow them to put a little black box. That black box will allow them to set the type of vehicle they have. Is it a pickup truck? Is it a minivan?
Wow.
Is it a sedan? Is it a compact? And that digital signal processing box is the heart and soul, the brains of the system. We call it in the industry sound staging. And if you imagine the average car now, they have the speakers in the front door panels, the kick panels. The sound's kind of down at your foot level.
Yeah.
And the experience is okay, but there could be such a better experience if you feel it coming out of the dash, if you feel it coming from the road as
right.
you're driving. And we talk all the time about
yeah.
how music can really add to the feeling and enjoyment of a nice drive.
The pace of the electronics industry is so hard to keep up with these days, Mike. Boy, your days must be filled with lots of activity because it's ever-changing.
You know, I have to pinch myself. I love my job. I love the industry. You know, I think we as manufacturers, you know, I'm a consumer too. So every time that we work on developing a product, every time we work on merchandising a product with one of our retail partners, we always think about what is the consumer experience. At the end of the day, it comes down to that consumer in the store, or even before they get to the store, what is the need of the consumer? What is not being met today? What do I want to have? So I have to look myself in the mirror every day and say, how can I make my life better? Because I am a consumer too, and I want to make myself and my technology better and my son's life and his technology better in the future. So it is a great experience to see the ideas come, grow, and we're always open to suggestions. Bob, you and I have talked about a lot of ideas in the past, and some of those ideas we're seeing. We have to do the next radio is going to be the Bob Long edition.
Very cool. Mike Kahn, one of my favorites in the industry of mobile electronics. He's a director of Sony's Mobile Music. We'll visit with Mike again soon here on the broadcast. But up next, from the Consumer Electronics Show, a world debut from the Ford Motor Company. And then in hour number 2 and 3, more Detroit Auto Show. This is Auto World.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here from the Consumer Electronics Show. My name is Bob Long, joined by Sharif Markaby, the Director of Electrification Programs and Engineering for the Ford Motor Company. Sharif, it's a pleasure to meet you in person. We've done some phone interviews in the past. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here at CES and get to talk to you in person.
Big news here, and before we tell the listeners all about the introduction of a brand new vehicle here at the Consumer Electronics Show, I remember last year having a conversation with Mark Fields, the president of the Americas for the Ford Motor Company, saying how important CES has become to the automotive marketplace and the fact that Ford, going forward, was going to always have a presence here. And certainly for 2011, you guys have really kicked it up a notch.
Oh, it's so exciting. This is actually my first year at CES, and I'm just amazed. And I'm very proud. You know, everywhere I go, booths for, you know, whether it's car stereo or gadgets or you see Ford cars everywhere. And at our booth, we're showing the new technology and all the electrification and everything. It's awesome.
I think this is the first time in history that an auto manufacturer has chosen the Consumer Electronics Show to launch an all-new vehicle. This is an all-electric Ford Focus. Why did you decide to do it here? Was it because of the ever-growing presence of this show in the automotive marketplace instead of doing it at a regular auto show? Was there any particular reason?
Well, I mean, CES is a great place, and it's, you know, from a consumer standpoint, it's a very popular place, and a lot of technology is shown. But more importantly, what we thought is we're not only bringing an electric Ford Focus. The work that we did to connect this car to the customer and connect the car to the home and have the accessibility for the customer, you know, from our sync system, taking that to the next level where you have an electric car. We all know one of the challenges of EVs is the range and knowing how far you have to go and knowing exactly how your driving behavior is affecting how far you can drive. So we did a lot of work, and we actually wanted to talk about it here at CES, because if you look at our information, dynamic information that we provide to the customer while they're driving the car, we will provide them coaching points on how they're driving. We'll congratulate them for good driving, and we'll show them how far they have, not only to their destination, but even show them all the charge points in their area. And the really most exciting thing is you can get a lot of that information sitting in your house or in your business while the car is parked somewhere else.
Wow.
So you could take your cell phone, and you'll know how far your car is being charged and how far you have to go if you go pick up your car right now. And it'll show you also the same information, charge points and everything else, and you're not even in your car.
Remarkable stuff. This all-electric vehicle from Ford, the Focus, is the first from the brand. This vehicle doesn't utilize any gasoline componentry at all, Sharif?
It doesn't. And actually, you have a battery, and you have the other drivetrain components, which the only thing that moves is the part that links to the wheels. Everything is electrical. And what we thought is really exciting is the ability to be able to charge this battery from a practicality in just over 3 hours.
Hmm.
And that's half what the other competitors have. So, you know, whether it's at home, you can charge it in 3 hours, or out at the mall. And think of this. You're out at the mall. You plug in your car outside. You're shopping for an hour. And you come out. You just added probably 30 miles of range to your car just shopping at the mall.
That's great. Range anxiety has become a new term in automotive lingo, and that's certainly going to help that situation. Let's talk a little bit about the batteries that you're utilizing. Are they nickel metal hydride batteries, or are they newer technology?
Yeah, they're the latest technology for lithium. I'm using lithium ion battery cells. And what we've done is we've taken the latest technology, of course, did a lot of testing and durability to ensure that it's going to be outstanding, but we also added liquid cooling and heating. Batteries are kind of like humans. They like to stay within a high temperature. and we actually run it. We'll even heat up your battery or warm it up to keep it at a nice temperature while it's being charged to make sure that we can get life and durability out of the battery. So that's pretty exciting.
It definitely is, because I've heard that. I live in New England, so, you know, quite often when I'm talking to other manufacturers who are offering electric vehicles, there's always like that big question mark that appears over their head, because they almost like don't know, you know, what is going to be the range in certain climates. They've done testing, but they haven't done real life testing. So this is a really good idea, being able to keep the batteries at an even temperature.
Oh, absolutely. It's not only just to make sure that you know, we test our batteries and ensure a minimum of 10 years, 150,000 miles. But as in any EV, electric vehicle, the range that the customer gets will vary. I mean, that's just a fact of where the
sure.
technology is. And we thought it was extremely important to make sure that we provide the customer every bit of information so they know exactly, they never get stranded or get, they know exactly where they're going, how long it takes, and if they run into trouble where they can't get to their location, we'll provide them a lot of tips.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about the driving dynamics of the all-electric Ford Focus. How does it perform compared to its gasoline counterpart? Electric vehicles have a lot of torque, so I would imagine it's probably quick off the line. Do you have availability of all the luxury and convenience features that we're all used to and want? Tell us a little bit more about the Focus Electric.
I'm glad you asked that, Bob, because one of the things that that we really are very exciting about is our just strategy to put this technology in the latest vehicles that have gas powertrains. Because we use the same fun-to-drive, drive-in dynamics, the suspension, the steering, all the fun-to-drive elements of the car are still here. And then we loaded up these cars with features. The Focus Electric is full of technology features. They get the sync infotainment system. They get the whole interface with the audio system and everything else. And you also get the environmental element of the vehicle, and we added more. So we use recycled material in the seats. We even use equivalent of two pairs of recycled jeans in the insulation that we use in the car. So we really try to address a lot of things, yet have the same fun-to-drive, full-of-feature cars, and because they all exist in this platform. They all exist in this Focus. And that's a very exciting part of the strategy.
The vehicle has just been introduced here at the Consumer Electronics Show, the all-electric Ford Focus. When are you targeting for this vehicle to hit Ford showrooms across North America, or will it be launched in certain areas first?
Well, it'll be launched by the end of this year in many markets. So we're getting very close here. It'll be available by the end of this year.
And, of course, this is part of a bigger initiative put forward by Ford, I believe it was last year. Tell our listeners all about that.
Yeah, so we announced we're really introducing a slew of vehicles here in this area. So we have hybrid electric vehicles, and we'll be launching our next generation hybrid electric vehicles with lithium ion technology and the next generation powertrains next year. We're also going to be introducing our first production plug-in hybrid also next year. And about a month ago, we introduced the Transit Connect battery electric vehicle, which is ideal for small businesses and commercial applications. So the Ford Focus EV just completes that whole list. So it's been a lot of fun developing these technologies.
I can imagine, and it's probably just the beginning, too, as we see battery technology continue to evolve. This is something that I'm sure you're constantly monitoring and working on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as a matter of fact, we continue to add talent to our engineering team on the battery technology, and it's just amazing how fast it's moving and how better it's getting. So you're absolutely right. This is just the beginning. There will be many, many generations of this technology, and it'll get better and better.
Excellent. Seems like I can just read it in your eyes, Sharif. You're very proud of this EV Focus.
Oh, I am. It's just awesome to have, all the knowledge and technology to improve the fuel economy from the hybrids and take all this knowledge and develop a pure EV with no engine.
Amazing. You can check it out online, I'm sure. Is it up at Ford.com?
Yes, it's up. It's up on our website, and you can get all the latest news.
That's Sharif Markaby, who is the gentleman in charge of hybrid and electrification projects for the Ford Motor Company. That concludes this hour of Auto World, where we focused on the Consumer Electronics Show, the extravaganza in Las Vegas. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, stick around in hour number two of the broadcast. The spotlight shines on the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, and we've got a slew of wonderful interviews straight ahead. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.